Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing! Hey, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 170. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up! It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Do this to instantly calm your mind. When you read the title, what is it that you were expecting me to say? Well, let's get into it. If your mind is hectic, if you are experiencing a lot of anxiety, stress, mental battles, your problems seem to be building, especially with everything that's happened over the last while, all the negative news, all the pandemics, social breakdowns. There's been many, many reasons. The news is just full of them as to why we might be feeling very burdened by problems in our own minds as well as at large, especially, by the way, if you run hot. So what I mean by if you run hot, if you are a high achiever, if you are success minded, and of course you are, that's why you're listening to the Success Sensei. If you are those things, you will have a very active mind and you will need to know how to calm your mind and how to put your life into perspective. Some people use alcohol to calm their minds. Some people use food. Some people use drugs. But we all know all of those things are bad for us and ultimately they will become a major problem. So we don't really want to get our mind cleared by going to those areas. So how do you instantly calm your mind? This is something now that I've talked about in the past, which will definitely work if you give it a go. I have talked about it in the past, but I said I'd do a proper episode on it this time. Now, this is my advice. The best way to calm your mind is to go for a nice, peaceful walk in a cemetery. In a graveyard. Yes, you've heard me right. Now, some people instantly will think, what the hell are you talking about? What are you advising? And some people will go, yeah. So let me put the points to you. Let me win you over and tell you why I think it. Now, in some countries, maybe not your country, I don't know. In some countries, cemeteries are inbuilt in recreational areas. So they're parks and cemeteries. So they are places that have benches and you can come and you can sit down. Regardless of that, 5 or 10 minutes, if you visit a cemetery, it puts life into perspective. It's not necessarily morbid and it doesn't have to be morbid. Yes, it can be full of sad ones, sad thoughts, especially if you've ever lost any loved ones, as nearly everybody has at this stage, but it doesn't have to be morbid. Look, the first thought I want you to realize is you're there worrying, stressed, anxiety, and eventually we're all going to end up there. Maybe in a graveyard or maybe cremated. That's totally up to you. But ultimately, is all the worry and all the stress in your life really that necessary? Is it? If we're all going to end up there anyway, stop worrying about the small things. Stop worrying about the big things too, but especially stop worrying about the small things. Simply being in that type of an environment can be very calming. The fact that you can't talk loudly or you're not supposed to shout, it actually helps settle you as well. And I've no doubt that the people in those graves, whether you're related to them or not, I'm not saying that they necessarily are loved ones, it could be any graveyard, but I'm sure that the people in those graves, when they were alive, were hoping that some people would go by and look at their tombstones and imagine what their lives were like. Now, when you're imagining what their lives are like, think about all the excessive worry that they had in their life. Imagine you can see the date on their tombstone, and imagine you know how their life ended. So imagine you had advice for them. They were alive. You knew when their life was getting to an end. Because you're looking at their tombstone. You went back in the past and you were going to give them some life advice. What life advice do you think you would bestow on any people that you look at in the grave? Have I totally confused you? Well, basically, I know you would turn around and tell them to enjoy the time that they have. I know that you would turn around and tell them not to needlessly and excessively stress and worry over the small things, to make the best of their life and of the time that they have on the earth. I know you would say that to them. I know you would. So why are you not doing that to yourself? Why can't we give ourselves the advice that we know how to give to others? And I know everybody has the proper information inside them already. It's just up to us to kind of bring it out to the forefront. We already know the answers if we look deep enough and if we can emotionally detach ourselves from the problem. So what I want you to do is breathe, especially when you're in your graveyard. Breathe. Don't sweat the small stuff. Be brave enough to take on the challenges. And maybe hope that someday some people gain strength from visiting your grave or your shrine or your ashes. Hopefully that's given you a little bit of peace of mind and has helped put your life into a little bit of perspective, and it's stopped your worrying this Monday and it's enabled you to take on the week. I wish you all the best. Thanks for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.